Welcome to the podcast, Roo, Dits and Loz for breakfast on Triple M. Now, Amos Gill joins us once a week, and he can be a little bit edgy, can't he?
Well, he's highly paid, and we can't play any of his gear because he's too blue.
That's right. So in the podcast, you will get to hear the stuff that, well, we couldn't put to air. So listen out for that.
Broken a code.
That's right.
He walks the line on air, doesn't he?
He does.
Unlike when he's at the fringe where he...
He crosses the line
many
times, jumps it, cartwheels over it.
Does 253 kilometres an hour to go past it.
That's it.
So hot it up, you.
Yeah, what about, we've been reliving some of the memories over our 2,500 shows and we had a cracker ring up, didn't we?
Yeah, Neil, the snorer.
I'll just sleep next to that.
The balls are shaking.
So that was taking us back a couple of years where we had a competition to find Adelaide's worst snorer, and Neil won.
But we got more than we bargained for
because his wife,
Jody,
had the funniest laugh I've ever heard.
Winning just the best laugh we've ever heard.
So that's later in the podcast, and I'm telling you right now, I'm not shitting you. That's the hardest I've ever laughed on this show.
I know.
Was the sound of her laugh made me laugh. Mm. It was so contagious.
Well, you're not bad
wet
yourself.
I've got a bit of a weird laugh, but that took the cake. It was,
Well, she'll be at our gig at the Bridgeway on February the 23rd.
Are you guys snorers?
Yes, I am.
I'm looking at Dits like I don't know.
Gee Louise. And I can after a red or two.
I've got a tip for you.
Yeah.
I've learnt this off TikTok.
What?
It's called taping.
Oh, it must work then.
And you get a little bit of tape and you put it over your mouth at night.
What sort of tape?
Well, they sell proper tape, but you can use duct tape.
Oh, come
on. You just have to cut a little slit in it so that you can actually breathe if you need to. But it holds your jaws together and it stops that sort of...
Are you fair dinkum?
Really?
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, but you die because you can't breathe.
You breathe through your nose.
I couldn't just... I'd need more than my nose.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh. Not enough airways in there?
Nah.
Well, I'm telling you now.
Have you done it?
Might have had a go at it.
You've taped your mouth.
Yeah, it works. I've got an app that records the snores.
I feel like doing that sometimes too.
Yeah, yeah. I'll bring my tape in. You can't do it when you have other people in the bed with you.
I was going to say.
Mouth tape shut. It's not the most attractive. Unless that's what you're
into. Wouldn't be that romantic, would it?
Cut back your achievements a bit, wouldn't it?
A couple of things go off the menu.
Oh, God. I'd love kissing duct tape. That'd be beautiful. Ditch used to pass her oranges, you know that.
Pardon?
Practice. That's how he learned how to kiss.
Yeah, when I was young.
Practice.
Yeah. Just, you know, get your tongue in there and slosh around.
You wish you were around that.
Yeah, I wish I was. I've never wanted to be an orange so bad in my life.
The ambassador for the Riverland, Chris Dittmer, sucking on oranges.
It gives a new meaning to passion fruit, doesn't it?
It does.
Ditch.
I'll give you that.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Triple M's Roo, Ditch and Loz for breakfast.
What's the word on the street?
Overnight news.
Yeah, so if you want to go overseas, things are looking up. I know that flights have been very expensive in the last couple of years because of COVID, but apparently they're going to drop. Qantas and Virgin announcing big sales across all of their, it could be economy, business class, all of those. I don't know whether they do any, when you wrap yourself in something and put yourself under the bunker, I would probably get that. Go in with the pets. Go in with the pets. But things like 759 return from Melbourne to Singapore.
Really?
Brisbane
That's cheap.
To Singapore, $12.99. Yeah. Sydney to Los Angeles, $9.49 return.
That's good.
Wow. How good's that? Anywhere you guys want to go? Anywhere you've never been?
You know what? I've got six kids, I think I'll just stay in Australia.
Yeah, that's a good plan. What about you, Dick?
I just went to New Zealand before Christmas, so luckily I've just been overseas. Well, yeah, a little bit overseas, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just down the road.
Nice.
But no, if they're talking those sorts of numbers, you definitely look at it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, what about you, Loz?
Greece. Never went when I was in Europe, and I hugely regret it. Would love to go to Greece.
Mm.
Love to go to the coastline and Crete and see all the
Get
islands.
Your gear off on the beach and take it easy.
Is it Mykonos? Is that the nude joint?
Yeah, or Lesbos.
Place. Oh, is that the gay place, is it?
Okay.
Is that on
Lesbos
your hit list,
Mykonos.
Is it? Well, I need to get my nude joint and my gay joint, not confused, don't I? I don't want to go the wrong one.
I reckon you need a tan before you get a Mykonos.
Fair enough. Yeah, I'll work on it.
Otherwise you're going to stand out like a sore thumb.
Okay. Who's that white guy over there? Yeah.
What's he doing?
We hold
here?
The world ransom for $100 billion.
Not quite $100 billion, but $10 billion money laundering syndicate got raided and arrested yesterday. Chinese Australians just went over a huge amount of property in Sydney, Melbourne, and a heap of cash. What'd they say? They had an underground bank.
Yeah, an underground bank. I've never heard that term before.
Like a bank, just underground as in an underground
bunker or something.
Or just cash. A term yeah. underground.
I think it might be the terminology. Yeah,
yeah, like a yeah. So anyway, it's a lot of moolah, $10 billion.
Yeah. Yep.
It's not rats and mice.
Was it in cash?
Well, money laundering. Yeah. It can be wired or anything.
Right.
It's just moving around money. Mm. It's probably dirty.
Yeah, that's big. Hey, anyone that watches their breakfast television, which we do, believe it or not, we're on breakfast radio, but we've always got the screens on here, haven't we?
Yep. Mm.
Sunrise needs to find a new home. Their lease is up. They're getting kicked out.
Well, what?
So you know they're always. It's called Martin Place in Sydney.
Yeah.
So Koshy and
good
the gang.
Spot.
Yeah. Right. You know, obviously central in Sydney. They have a lot of passing traffic. And,
yeah.
And you always see those people standing at the back with their signs up in the window and whatever.
Oh yeah, it's bizarre.
Anyway, their lease is up and they're getting kicked out.
What?
Jeez. So they're heading out to the suburbs somewhere
in
Sydney.
Must have a better offer, the landlord.
New home, yeah.
A better offer?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Mm. There you go.
Mm. Oh, good on them. Front page of the paper, 82-year-old grandma involved in drug trafficking. They were going to import 8 kilos of cocaine. Can you believe it?
Hang on.
Yeah, she's 82. A man 30 at the same address who's related, so
grandson.
That's
probably.
One way to get your grandson to come around to pick up your cocaine.
Oh my god!
So who knows what's involved there?
He visits Nan a lot, doesn't he?
We'll find out a lot more about that relationship, I think, over the coming months. But she's staring at life in prison, which is probably not a bad thing when you're 82. It's not too much.
It's not that long.
Could be a year. Could be.
Well,
I'd rather have life at 82 than life at 22.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, I see your point. Yeah.
If she's been doing,
if you're doing the numbers,
she's been doing this for a long time. She's made it all the way to the end before getting caught.
She might not even be guilty. Let's
she might not.
Not.
Yeah, could be all a big mistake.
Could be anything.
At this time every week on a Friday, we relive the highlights of the week. It's our top five.
The top five things we've learnt on Rude, Dits and Loz this week. Number five. A couple of years ago, we had local singer Jimmy Vorser on the show.
We're going to meet Jimmy Vorser. Now, you remember him, Rude?
No, who is he?
Oh, gee whiz. He is appearing on Australian Idol.
Okay, Rude, can you introduce Jimmy Vorser for us?
Yeah, we have. His name's Jimmy Wowser and he joins us now. G'day, Jimmy.
I've learnt the only people who say Wowser...
Jimmy Wowser.
...are Roo and Inspector Gadget.
Wowser.
Number four, let's compare the pair. We learnt with jokes it's all about the delivery. Here's Tex Walker doing a chicken joke.
Why are chickens so funny?
Why?
Because!
Oh, no.
Right, head off to early learning. That was terrible.
Atrocious.
And here's Eddie, the cute five-year-old, doing a chicken joke.
Hey, Ed, how old are you, Eddie?
Five. Why did the chicken cross the road?
This is a new one as
all right.
Well.
Why? Why?
Because!
How's the delivery on this?
Eddie, you're a star.
Are you going to the Fringe this year, Eddie? Yeah. You'll be doing a gig for a month, I reckon. Well done, Eddie. Great gag.
Well done, Eddie.
Hey, Tex, why was the kids' chicken joke funnier?
Because!
Oh, no.
Simples.
Number three. We learnt about the message that Roo left on Sam Pang's phone.
It was a particular episode of Front Bar where I may have been a little bit cheeky. Harsh.
I've been a bit disappointed with Mark Rusciuto's performance in the commentary box of late.
But he got the ball. Is it still a free kick if you take the ball first?
Not sure. Didn't see what happened.
When do you think they're going to bring in a concussion test for commentary?
You left a voice message on my phone.
What did it say?
Well, no, I can't repeat the words. Basically, it was a death threat.
Oh, my God.
It was just a death threat.
He said, "You're dead."
I thought I said, "Don't you like your front teeth?" Or something like that.
Number two. We know Roo can stuff up explaining a Triple M contest.
Giving away killers tickets. How does it work?
Well, you have to ring us when we tell you to, and you have to say...
Are we going to ring them?
Are we ringing them?
Yeah, ringing them.
And we learned it's contagious. Loz, tell us how the triple play that pays works.
Yeah, we were doing it all week. You had to listen for the three R's, the Red Hot Chili Peppers...
R.E.M.
Rob Thomas.
Beautifully done.
It's escaped me.
Pay attention.
And guess what? It went off yesterday.
Did it?
Yes, it did. Which... Oh, we've got another three.
We have.
We've got another three.
Yeah. I've ruined this.
All right, who do we need to listen out for now?
It's the three Fs this time.
Okay.
Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
The Foo Fighters. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you give me the last one, Roo.
I'm not listening. I didn't listen.
Don't go to Roo for a lifeline. I think it's F for f***ed if I know.
Floundering.
F for flailing.
Fumbling.
Failing.
Go, you go, Benny.
Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Mac is back. So right. You've got to listen for those three.
When's that starting?
Too many questions, Roo. Let's move on to number one. We learnt Roo asked one of the great questions that didn't really make for great radio.
1 million seconds ago was 11 days ago.
Right?
Yeah. How long do you think 1 billion seconds ago was? Have a guess.
60 years.
So 1 million seconds ago was 11 days.
11 days.
So 1 billion seconds, how long ago is that?
It's 1,000 times that, isn't it? Or not?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, how long is that?
60 years.
What's 30 years? Yeah, 1992. Oh,
that should wrap up that segment.
What's 1 trillion seconds ago?
Oh.
Come on.
31,000 BC.
Really?
Speaking of an eternity, listen to how long this question from Roo to Premier Malinauskas goes for.
We also want to know about beer, and we know this is a federal tax that comes in twice a year, and it's going up at about 8% over the year, another 4% at the moment. Why? I know we've got to create money and raise tax to pay for all the things that we like for the government, but aren't we pushing the price of beer out of the reach of the common person in pubs at the moment? We're pushing them back into their man caves, their backyards, their lounge rooms. That's not a good thing for the Australian culture, is it, Pete, to be able to be doing this year on year?
Loz, how long did that question go for?
Yeah, we'll have how long's that?
60 years.
Finally, Loz got something right this week.
There we go.
If that ever happens again,
wrap him up.
Just tell me to shut up or something.
A little egg timer next year.
Time out.
Oh, geez.
What happens there?
I don't know. You get on a little roll. It doesn't feel that long in the moment.
Yeah. Someone stare at me and go, shut up.
Come on, buddy, wrap it up.
Good week, Roo.
That was a great week. He does a good job taking me out of context, making me look bad. What a terrible buddy.
How is that out of context? I don't know. You didn't do anything to that.
Just blaming the other people.
If you want to hear all that again, you can do it on our listener app.
Yep.
I'm going to do that all weekend.
Please welcome to Triple M Breakfast with Roo Ditts and Loz, Amos Gill.
He's on his way to Adelaide too, back home for the Fringe. How are you, Gilly?
Not bad. I've got a bit of radioactive material all over me. I'm in WA at the moment.
Did you drop that little parcel?
Well, mate, you've got to make ends meet as a comedian where you can outside of the festivals. And I didn't know it was that important. I just tossed it on the side of the road. It was making me hot. No, so things are good. I'm over at Perth for the Fringe Festival. The good thing about this for me is I'm doing my new show there, and I test it out on these Perth people, so the materials are good when I get to Adelaide. Nice. So I do feel for them. They've been listening to a lot of crap.
Are they fake laughing for you, or are they giving you nothing?
No, the WA people don't fake laugh, Roo. They'd sooner glassier than fake laugh.
Because I've
got some interesting observations in this year's show. Can I give you a WA story that you guys probably haven't heard about?
Yeah, please.
This amazes me. So I'm sitting in the... Because I hadn't heard about that radioactive thing really until yesterday, because I've been obsessed with this man. And I'm going to read you that. This is page 2, West Australian. Hmm. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Man modified footwear to film up women's dresses.
Right.
Pervert hid cameras in shoes to upskirt in the mall. Let's just go through the story. A Perth man who has concealed GoPro cameras in his shoes has been caught walking up and down the Perth CBD, who has been convicted of similar offences 15 years ago.
Mm.
It seems the only thing that has changed in this time is technological advancement.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got better cameras.
Once a perv, always a perv. You've heard that, this. Yeah.
Now, this is what I'm amazed about, is how did he buy the shoes, and was there a person at the athlete's foot who was confused when he was trying on a pair of Skechers? And they were like, mate, you got a lot of wiggle room in the toes here.
Yeah.
You don't need size 14s. What about the bloke at the bloody GoPro shop?
Mate,
he was a bit confused as well.
you've got a pair of size 14s. You're 5 foot two. I'm a little concerned about what these shoes are for. And then he's in there going, do you think that the fabric cuts open and stitches back easily?
Oh,
yeah. No, but let's punch down on the people of Perth while we can, because there's another part of the story which I enjoy. So you'd think that he'd be considered a sex pest for doing this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what he was doing, he was walking behind women, shuffling behind them, so his shoe would go up their skirt.
With his long shoes.
He was found with 4 memory cards because he'd be there all day filling up so much data that the police have pulled him over, right? And they've checked the data and they're like, we're going to arrest you for basically being a sex pest. But guess what? His technology was so bad, the camera was pointing the wrong way, and all it was his chin the whole way. So the magistrate has gone, you really should be done here for sexual nuisance, but all I can get you for is just public disorderly behaviour and making people feel a bit ick.
Oh, God almighty, Gilly.
So you're bringing your long shoes to Adelaide, mate, to shuffle around the garden?
I'm going to put the sketch in sketches. I'll tell you another thing that's caught my eye in the news.
Yep.
Is this Sam Smith furore about his film clip. Do you guys know, I mean, I know you would, Loz, but do the guys know Sam Smith?
Oh, he came to Adelaide and did a gig funded by the government. We've been talking about him for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'll tell you what it makes me, I've been talking about this a lot on stage over here in Perth. A lot of gays now are getting fat. I think this is an interesting point in our culture, and I'm happy for them, because for a very long period of time, if I said a gay bloke, everyone would imagine one of the most ripped Adonis-like figures, right?
Mm.
Forever, they had to be as sexy as possible because, you know, that was almost a calling card, wasn't it?
Mm.
But now I see a lot of gay guys, some of whom are my friends. I'm going to shout out Rudy Lee here. Mm-hmm. They've put on a lot of weight recently, and I can tell you why. Is we gave them marriage equality, and they stopped marching.
Oh, yes.
They stopped caring.
All of a sudden, it turns out marching for equality was the only exercise a lot of these bastards got.
We do not condone this.
God, don't you go down hill after you get married.
You get married, and guess what happens, gay guys? You know, unfortunately, you get the dad bods of just the two men I'm talking to right now.
Yeah. Oh, come on now. Hey, Mossy, tell us about your show. Where can we see it? When can we see it?
I'm at Gluttony, which is the, you know, we all know where Gluttony is at this point, don't we? In the gardens
down
there.
The garden.
And I'm on every night of the Fringe except Mondays. And look, the tickets are actually starting to move on the weekend. So we got all right. So get on board. And like I said, all the garbage is on its way out for Perth.
Yeah.
And all the good stuff. Which is mostly about this man and his shoes.
Sounds good, mate. Well, we're going to bring a few people down there to see you as well. So Triple M's behind you. Can't wait to see you, mate.
Looking forward to it, Adelaide, and thanks, guys, for having me on.
There he is, Amos Gill, all the way from Perth this morning. Triple M. Roo and Dits have been together at Triple M for so long, they've racked up a ridiculous amount of shows. 100. Well, not that many, but it's about to hit 2,500. Loz presents...
Yeah, baby.
The Roo and Dits 2,500 Shows Celebration. Thanks to Automasters, AutoCam, real-time video reporting direct from your Automasters technician. So, Loz, tell us about the party you're throwing.
Bridgeway.
Yeah.
23rd of Feb, Thursday. It's the original school home night. Of live music. Yeah, a bit of a school night.
Hasn't stopped us before.
And it's never stopped
that
us.
That won't slow us down.
I mean, and as we're all aware right now, Friday's a write-off, so, you know.
That's right.
It's classic. But it's going to be amazing. 400 listeners, music, bands,
comedians,
yep.
Memory Lane, lots of people that you know and love will be there. So
what we're doing, we're reliving memories over the shows, over the last 12 years or so. We're getting our listeners to call in with some of their favourite moments, and we've got Jody on the line. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Now, what's a memory for you from all of our shows over the years?
It was 5 years ago. I nominated my husband Neil for the best snorer in Adelaide.
That's right. We took lots of calls on this about snorers. So you recorded him. In fact, we can play it now.
Oh, no.
Sure.
So anyway, now Jody, the funny thing was that the morning you rang in, and he did win the competition. We had snorers from all over Adelaide, all over South Australia, but your husband Neil was the worst.
I thought he was going to choke.
Yeah, but we've worked out that you actually won an award as well. Let's have a listen to this part.
Congratulations, Jodie, to be
thank you.
Married to the best snorer in South Australia. It's a really...
Well, look, it's 20 years this January, so I think I deserve a medal, really.
Bloody hell, you do.
Has he snored for the whole 20 years or not? You're bloody laughing like everyone.
He's going to send in the worst laugh. So,
thank you.
I meant to say... say the best laugh. Good on you, Jody.
There you go.
So it turned out we started out awarding Neil the best or worst snorer. Ended up Jody won the best laugh. Oh, so Jody, it was a double whammy on that day, wasn't it?
It was.
Oh my god. And you know the funny thing was that the weekend after we had that play to air, I went to a winery, and the happier I got, the more I laughed.
Oh, no.
And a man came up to me and said, "Excuse me, are you Jodie from Lindop? Because I recognise that laugh from the radio."
Oh, here you go. Well done.
Take it.
Right, now Jodie, on the night at the Bridgeway, we need to get you on stage.
You are coming, Jodie.
Oh my god.
Bring your snoring husband and bring your laugh and gee. Oh more laughs.
God, good on you, Jodie.
Oh, thank you so much.
If I let her keep going, you guys aren't gonna talk.
Oh my god. How good.
Oh, she's still
well done. There you go. Jodie and Neil. They will be the stars of the show on the night.
Right.
Anyway, we'll keep doing this over the next 2 weeks.
Oh, please.
Please.
Oh dear.
Good on you, Jodie. We'll see
you
on the
so
night.
Much.
Well done.
Thank
okay.
You.
All right. Okay. Wow.
Let's talk extreme dives.
Yeah, we're not saying they're a good thing because we know what happened to Warnie, and he might have contributed to his death. It might not have. We don't know. But
well, you need a balanced dive. I mean, obviously.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it. You can do an extreme one to get a bit of a start on things, but I'm not sure it's a healthy way to go. But we've seen a few this week. There's a rookie at GWS who is trying to make a name for himself, and he come out and said that he hasn't drank water for 3 years. Instead, he's replaced it with milk.
Oh.
He's only drank milk for the last 3 years. So
you need water, surely. You have to have water to survive.
Well, there's a lot of water in milk, I suppose,
isn't
there?
But it's just so mucusy. You'd be so phlegmy.
Well, he's gone. He leads the 2K time trials. He's... made his way from a country bumpkin in New South Wales onto GWS's list and
that's
going
amazing.
Well. But yeah,
imagine if he drank water.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the question. Would he be better? So we heard that one and we saw that one this week. And we had a caller a while ago, didn't we, that said he hasn't drank water for years. And let's go to Balaclava. G'day, Laurie.
I haven't drunk water since 1984.
What do you mean you haven't drank water since 1984? What's happening?
No, quite literally have not drunk water since 84. I'll have juice, I'll have milk, but I will not drink water. It has no nutritional value. I can get hydration through juice or through milk because that's got H2O in it anyway, but it's at least got nutritional value, which water has nothing of.
Water's got no nutritional
value. That's an interesting comment, though. Does water have nutritional value? It's got minerals in it, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Of some description.
It hydrates our cells. Like, we need it, for sure.
Yeah.
What's keeping him alive isn't the pulp in the juice, it's the water in the juice,
And then I heard on JB and Billy the other night, I was driving around later on at night, and they had Dave Reynolds on, and he...
Supercar driver.
Yeah, supercar driver, and he had been on a diet for ages where he doesn't eat vegetables. It just eats meat.
He's a carnivore.
Just meat.
He's a carnivore.
Yeah, I've heard of this.
And he lost 7 kilos only eating meat.
You're joking.
Yeah. It's insane.
He reckons he's fine. He reckons, talking like you don't need vegetables, they're overrated. I'm not suggesting he's right by any stretch here.
It's an unusual one. I've seen, there are a few famous people, there's a bloke named Joe Rogan, you might have heard of him. He's a big podcaster in the US, and he's had lots of guests on, and he's done it himself where they've just eaten meat for long periods of time, and they shred. and their blood levels are okay. But really? I just don't know. There was a guy called the Liver King over in the US, and he was famous for being jacked and ripped on this carnival diet.
He can look good on the outside,
but it turns out he was doing steroids the whole time. So it all might just be a big farce.
Funny about an influencer doing something like that.
Talking about crazy diets, or very, very different diets, Canadian Kath has just texted in.
Well,
Loz's
so
mum.
We were discussing the young GWS player who only drinks milk, doesn't drink water, and I was sort of ripping into him. And mum sent through a fact sheet about milk and how much water. It contains 87% water.
So is it?
There's a little bit of lactose and dairy in there, but it
cows
is.
Cows drink an awful amount of water every day to make the milk. We also spoke about Dave Reynolds, the supercar driver who only eats meat.
Are you still on it?
Absolutely, yeah. Plants are trying to kill you, Bill.
No, well, see, that's another bloody stupid thing to say. Right. So
plants are trying to kill you. That's so what I'm going with.
No veggies at all?
No, nothing green for a year.
I can't believe.
A whole year.
And you've lost weight?
Yeah, I lost most of it in the first sort of month. I lost about 7 kilos straight away.
You didn't have much to lose.
No, I didn't. Every year you just put on more weight, more weight, more weight.
Yes,
and then
you do.
I know a lot of people that have done the diet and gone really well, and I thought, why not?
There's Dave Reynolds with an extreme diet, a GWS player, only drinks milk and not water, and someone hasn't had water since, what, 1984? That was
Laurie.
Let's go to Yvonne. G'day.
Oh, g'day, guys. How are you going?
What's your extreme diet?
The lemon juice diet. It's an oldie but a goodie. You just drink lemon juice, and believe it or not, there's a shitload of water you drink.
Yeah.
And you mix palm syrup in there, cayenne pepper.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you drink that for 10 days.
What, just lemon and water?
Lemon juice, palm syrup, and cayenne pepper with water.
What, for breakfast, lunch, and tea?
Yep, for 10 days.
Let me tell you.
Your dits wouldn't get past 10 o'clock.
I did. Joking. Before my year 12 formal, I tried to do that and I passed out on day two. Gosh. It's very unhealthy.
That sounds
not good.
All right,
good.
Scott at Murray Bridge, what's your diet?
Yeah, no, it's actually not mine, it's my wife's.
Yep.
She's training for a bodybuilding competition and all she eats is skinless chicken and cauliflower.
Oh!
That's all. Skinless chicken, yes.
Wouldn't want to waft the duvet.
No, that's right. All right.
Skinless chicken and cauliflower. Sure, we can come up with a few foods that have got the same.
Surely we just
content,
don't we just have to eat well and die and exercise a bit, don't we?
Surely you'd think, but
yeah,
I don't know. It can't all be about losing weight. I've seen people with going through very hard times on certain substances who also lose 7 kilos in a month. So I don't.
Mm.
It's not all about shedding kilos. It's got to be about the, you know, the blood levels and your energy levels.
Yeah.
There you go. A couple of wacko ones there.
104.7 Triple M.
Todd Marshall out. Tyson Depple, sorry. Get $100 off your first order. Yeah.
Please welcome to Roo, Dits and Lots.
Good morning, Roo, Lots and Dits.
Good morning, Bluey.
What an entrance.
Can you untie morning, your tongue before you come on, please?
You guys never make a mistake.
No.
Oh, well,
perfect.
Hey, Roo.
According to you guys, we make plenty.
Roo, I'm hearing that this week you've equaled Jars's record of the longest question ever.
Yeah.
You've gone from 37 seconds to 39 seconds. Mm. Is this right?
If you keep that up, you'll get a record for the shortest segment ever on this show.
Now to the important things, Bluey. You're doing a great thing, the rush hour this afternoon. You're heading up to Harndorf. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we are. We're supporting the Dunn family, who are members of the Harndorf Football and Cricket Clubs up there.
Yep.
Their youngest son, Liam, is 14, and he's been battling cancer since he was 6. So he's been doing it tough. So we're up there to support them. They're playing a T20 cricket game, so they're obviously making it's a fundraiser to support the Dunn family. So if anyone would like to get online, childhoodcancer.asn.au, to make a donation. We're up there to have a bit of fun. We're broadcasting live from 4 p.m.
Yep.
So we're doing it for a good cause.
Well
and
done.
Obviously the Dunn family have done it tough over the years.
And can people come up and watch and buy a drink and a feed and stuff like that?
Yeah, absolutely. The Kelly twins, Thomas and Corey, are going to captain both sides. So, the game's going to be under light. So come up, have a feed, have a beer and watch some good cricket.
Yeah, beautiful ground too.
Sounds
nice
good.
Place up there in Harndorf. I know it well.
Yeah.
Hey, Bluey, just changing tack a little bit. Our rumour yesterday that Roo dropped is about the Adelaide Test match. And you spoke a bit of it as well on your show. What's the latest? What can you tell us about it?
Well, there is a bit of a bun fight going on behind the scenes because it's looking like Perth is going to get the first test match next summer, which is just the first test before Christmas. So it's going to go at the moment. This isn't locked in stone, but at the moment it's going to go Perth, Melbourne, Sydney over their traditional times as well. So over the Boxing Day test, the New Year test with Melbourne and Sydney, then it'll be Brisbane. And then Adelaide is set to get the last test match, but it's against the West Indies again. So we had the West Indies this summer. So understandably, the Sacker's not happy about that because we're the number one test in Australia per capita.
Yeah,
so we just turn up.
Yeah, that's right.
And, most profitable and we're not test. In those,
yeah, that's right. So we've got a lot of things going for us. So we've actually got good bargaining power, but obviously, the Sacker aren't happy that we're sort of getting, not the dud test, but we're sort of getting it outside the prime time
hours. But Bluey, the thing is, all of our supporters here know, cricket lovers know, that we get the first week of December every year. That's when our test match is. So you're saying they're going to shift it right from there till the end of January?
Yes, that's right. So that's at the moment. I don't know the reason why the shuffling. It's only going to be for 1 year, I believe.
Just for 1 year.
It's because the bloke in WA is leaving and they want to look after him, give him a good test.
well, they're trying to look after WA. I mean,
that's what it is.
The problem Cricket Australia have got is that they're trying to look after the broadcasters who love the Perth test, but because of the hours, they go into the nighttime in the eastern states. Yep. So it's a great raider. So and so is Adelaide because of the day-nighter. Mm. So, but there is, behind the scenes, I think Adelaide might be pushing very hard to try and get the New Year's test.
Well,
pinch it off of Sydney next summer. So look out for that.
Can I tell you something this morning? And you can read this online, but the Eastern States Press, so The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald, are rubbishing us and our Premier, saying they're calling it an audacious bid. They're saying that we are trying to steal the SCG test. And I see it the total other way around, Louis. As you explained, I think they are shifting our test match. They're the ones that are doing this, Cricket Australia. And yet the Eastern States Press are blaming us and saying that we're trying to steal the Sydney test.
Well, that's what they've done for ever, haven't they?
Yeah.
Everyone's tried to pinch stuff off of us. We've got a great argument. I mean, the way that our state has supported all of our events and especially our test match holds us in really good stead. So I think we've got a really good argument.
Well, the Premier's getting involved and the Premier doesn't get involved in cricket or footy unless they have to. That's a big story, and I think watch this space and see what happens. And we'll have a great test match in Adelaide no matter when it is, but let's get it where we deserve it. That's the key bit. Hey, yes. Young Bernard been a bit quiet the last couple of days?
He has. He's been a bit... He came in a couple of days ago. He was very sheepish and he sort of pulled me aside and he goes, oh, I've been pranked. so you guys know a bit more about it than me. It sounds like an absolute ripper to me.
Well,
so can you allude a little bit more, Ruth?
You play with fire, you get burnt every now and then. You blokes, your car will probably blow up one day if you keep it up. And
My phone at this stage.
Jars will probably explode anyway just from eating too much. So I won't have to do anything there. But, hey, in about half an hour, we're going to, 20 minutes, we'll probably let the whole listeners of Triple M just hear a little bit about the prank that we might have got Bernie with.
Good. Yeah.
No, can't wait for that.
Yeah, Bluey, good luck this afternoon and well done to the Rush Hour boys. Heading up to Harndorf to raise money for the Dunn family. Get involved. Go along and watch the T20 game this afternoon. You can donate to childhoodcancer.asn.au. Good luck up there, the Savo, Bluey.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Love you guys.
You want to hear that opener one more time?
No, thank you.
All right. He's gone. There he is, Greg Lewitt from the Rush Hour.
104.7 Triple M. Stay cool with an Automasters aircon service. Call 1300 Automasters.
Rumor?
What rumor?
Hey, have you heard?
Have you heard?
Have you heard?
Every morning at 7:40 AM, hear what's happening in Adelaide first.
Rumor time. Okay, Loz, what have you got for us?
Well, a bit more Foo Fighters goss. So I dropped a few days ago that Foo Fighters could potentially be playing the AFL Grand Final.
Yeah, big news.
And if not them.
And if not then Bruce Springsteen, which is very exciting. But something's come across my desk which is intriguing. So obviously, tragically, Taylor Hawkins passed away 25th of March 2022, so last year.
The drummer of the Foo Fighters.
The drummer of the Foo Fighters and a beloved friend to everyone in the team. So finding his replacement is going to be a very difficult emotional thing to do, but it looks like they found someone.
Mm.
So it's a man, he's called Josh Fries. He's an incredible drummer. He's played for The Offspring, Nine Inch Nails, Guns N' Roses, Weezer.
Okay.
And these session musicians are always the best musicians in the world. It's not often the people who with the biggest names are actually the best in the world. It's the people doing their backup stuff because they've been training their whole life, you know. Mm. So he's one of those guys. He's beloved in the industry, and I reckon he's going to be the full-time replacement for Taylor Hawkins. So watch this space.
All right.
We've got a bit Josh of audio. This is him playing at the tribute.
It's times like these, time again.
So that's him on the drums there.
Oh, I can tell from that he's brilliant. Those three kicks.
All right, there you go. Josh Fries, the new drummer of the Foo Fighters. Look out for that.
Triple M Breakfast with Blue Dits and Loz.
What a goal!
Overnight Sports.
A bit of footy news first up. Sam Powell-Pepper has signed on for two more years at Port Adelaide Roo, which is great news.
Yeah, had a
really
good year.
He had a fantastic season.
Great start of the year last year. Looks like he's settled. Got a little baby. Home front's all good. He'll play his best footy in the next few years.
All right, Jeremy Finlayson goes in for ankle surgery, but they are saying he'll be right for round one.
Well, it's syndesmosis. That's the tricky one. It's a lot worse than just an ankle sprain or something like that. So it will take a while, and when he comes back, it'll feel a bit funny as well for a couple of weeks.
All right, looking at the Crows, young Riley Thilthorpe was on with the Rush Hour boys last night. And you said you've seen him training and he's looking very, very
he's
good.
He's definitely stacked on a few kilos and that's normal. He's only in his third year of football now, so he's only going to get better and better and will take Adelaide deep into the finals in the next few years.
Let's hear from Riley.
I think the biggest thing is probably getting my body right and I had a few niggles throughout my first couple of years, so just trying to get them right. Get a bit stronger, throw a bit more up on the bench and, you know, throw my weight around a bit more. So they're probably the main sort of things.
There you go, Riley Thilthorpe. Now, massive weekend. This weekend in Adelaide, the Giants are in the championship playoff. Their general manager, Nathan Davidson's on the line. Dave-o, good morning. This is great news.
Yeah, it's exciting, mate. 43 years in the making, so we hope that it's going to be a big one.
So we haven't won it for 43 years, the Claxton Shield.
Yeah, 1980. So we want that number, and we want to stop talking about it, to be honest. All right. Just say, let's get after it and erase that number and get back to zero and go ahead.
Well, you're in good form. You won four on the trot. You won 12 on the trot earlier on in the year. Tell everyone if they want to come down and watch, what time's it getting underway and everything.
Yes. Massive night tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. I think we've pre-sold more tickets than we've ever done before.
Right.
Get down there to West Beach, 7 p.m., and it'll be a ripper. We're in Perth today to play them tonight and hopefully come back 1-0 up and take it to them and
so get the shield. So you fly back and play on the same night?
Yeah, amazing scheduling, isn't it? But it's the nature of baseball. We have to play every day, and Friday and Saturday are the biggest openings.
Fair enough. For both sides, doesn't matter.
No, that's right. How did you go with Perth during the season?
They probably had our number. Early on, we were a little undermanned when we played them round one. And then we played really well the second time and didn't get the result. So out of the eight games, they won six of them. So they'd probably go in as they think favourites, but we don't care about that.
Well, fire them up, mate.
Yep. Good luck.
43 years is long enough. Good luck, mate. Get the heap of people down there and have a big win.
Appreciate it, guys.
Good on you. There is Nathan Davidson, the general manager of the Adelaide Giants. So down at West Beach tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Good luck to the Giants.
Here at Triple M Breakfast, Lozzie is celebrating and throwing a party for Ruined Dits as they clock in at 2,500 shows. And to celebrate that, we're looking back on some of their best bits.
Oh, it's so funny.
This is hilarious.
Genuinely
what you'll
hilarious.
Hear next is
best snorer,
the
best.
And best laughter. Oh, my God.
It's on the way right after this.
For lunch or after work knockoffs, lock in the Lockleys Hotel on Henley Beach Road. On Ruined Dits for breakfast.
Hello.
Get it straight from the horse's mouth.
I'm Mr. Rare.
It's time for Roo's Tip of the Week.
Last week I gave you an each way one that said it wouldn't miss the place and it didn't. It got nutted right on the line. Come second, you got your money back, which was okay.
Yep.
And the horse that beat it is running again tomorrow. It was very, very impressive, this horse, and I'm tipping it this week to go back-to-back. It
was
$20-odd last week. It's $5 now. Race 9, number 10, Tani Tradition. You can back it each way if you want. I'm tipping it's just going to win, though, this one. I'm confident. I'm going to have $3 on the nose. It's
better suited.
$3. $3, more than two. Not as much as five. But very impressive. Better suited in this race. I think it'll win again.
Okay.
There you go.
Let's hope so. We're losing a valued member of our team.
This is a very sad day.
But a good day
Chopper.
For you. Chopper,
Benny.
You're moving on, mate.
I am. Yep, I'm taking the family and we're going north. We're going to go to Maroochydore.
Yeah,
so, nice place.
What are you on the run?
Got a big job. Yeah. Still working in media, but heading up there. So,
yep.
Mate, that's so cool. We're going to miss you, though.
You guys are great. I've loved every second on this show.
Are you going to tell everyone up there that your name's Ben or the Chopper?
Well, you guys invented Chopper.
Well,
you sort of did it yourself.
Brought it upon yourself. In fact, I think we might have a little bit of a montage.
Number two, we learnt a bit more about our button pusher, Benny, and he's earned himself a nickname.
Benny, new nickname's Chopper.
Yep.
Because he keeps chopping us off when we go to talk.
He does.
Take a listen as Ditz emotionally reflects on the passing of the beloved Queen.
In a moment, we will head to the UK and find out the latest, what is happening in London as we speak on the passing of the
Have a listen to Ditz and Loz trying to read this ad.
Honestly, for a Sunday, go down for a drive and sit there and look out over the beautiful marina and enjoy the hospitality. It is fantastic.
And this is an
end. It's the living life. And if Benny the Butcher is not cutting Loz off, he's just turning her off.
Loz, where did this happen?
Is my mic not on?
Chopper, what the hell is
it? It's hanging over there.
Switch mics and it's
only
just...
because you were too incompetent to turn the other one on.
Anyway, that's enough of Benny. Roo, what's up next?
Anyway, up next, things you've never done before.
Roo, drop it.
There you go. The top five things we've
heard. So good.
I don't know why we called him Chopper.
No, I don't know why we called him Chopper.
No idea why we called Chopper.
I was a bit trigger happy at the start. Yeah.
And everyone has a catchphrase, I think, something that they lean on a little bit, maybe a radio crutch, but none as beautifully done as this one.
Number one, sometimes people in radio use verbal crutches, little sayings that they like to repeat. With Andrew Jarman, it's this.
This is your global rush hour.
Listening to your global show.
Welcome to the global rush hour.
With Mark Rusciuto, it's whatever this is.
And
with our button pusher Benny, it's this.
Join us for the big party down at Big Shed.
Beautifully done. Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Ditz and Loz.
And again,
Diva Lounge and have a great day. Melbourne Cup Day.
Beautifully done.
What is it, Benny?
At triplem.com.au.
Beautifully done. Righto.
Morfordville.com.au.
Beautifully done. Up next, what did you find in your food?
It's really getting out of hand.
So we'll find out later. Yep. We'll take some calls on this. It's still a thing. All right.
Beautifully done. Triple M Breaky. Beautifully done. Righto. Stay there. We've got another big show. We're going to look back on the show that was beautifully done. Righto. Beautifully done. Beautifully done. Triple M Breaky.
The top five things we've learned on
Road
this week.
Go on, Benny, say it. Go on.
Beautifully done.
Well, good luck, Ben.
Beautifully done,
good
mate.
Good luck up there with you and your family.
Got a little bottle of gin for you.
Oh, Lozzy.
Yeah.
Little
good luck, mate.
Good on you guys. Thank you.
Drive up there and...
Good luck, mate. You'll kill it.
Yeah, thank you to you three. This has been a great experience. I've loved it. I've enjoyed it. It's been, so much fun. So I wish you guys all the best. Keep listening to these three. They're great.
You're a good man, and enjoy your time up there, mate.
All right. And everyone enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, that's it for us today, and, we'll see you on Monday.
Catch you later.